a fly gal, get your nails done, get a pedicure, get your hair did.
Yummy, take it into the gym like a piranha. Yummy, take it into my gym like Yanni Wanda. I mean, it's only hit the top and see yaka. I mean, y'all bitches better y'all like Ariana if they ever.
What's tea?
I don't know, friend.
Well, we're gonna get into it. I'm Lee.
And I'm Max.
And this is the I Don't Know Friend podcast. We got a special guest this week. You want to go ahead and tell them?
What's up, y'all? It's your boy King Quad. Y'all already know what it is and what it ain't.
Period. Friend to the pod. If y'all a longtime listener, then you already know. All right. But we're going to go ahead and get started like usual with our hot topics this week. First thing we want to get into is y'all girl. Jess Hilarious is kind of her reaction to finding out Erica Mena got fired from Love & Hip Hop over her monkey comments. So basically, she was just like, she didn't think Erica was using it as a racial slur, and she doesn't get why Spice is even mad about the monkey comment. She should have been more mad about the, she said death threats, but whatever, about the death threats, and that she didn't think Erica should have been fired over that. If anything, it should have been her saying, like, you should have died or whatever. So, how y'all feel about that?
James, you want to go first?
No, you can go first. This is your show, I'm a
guest. So, I feel like, my thing with Jess, I feel like, you already, first of all, and I'm not even trying to be funny, you already get called a man. Like, you get mistaken for a man. So a monkey may not be far-fetched for her. Maybe that's why she don't see nothing wrong with it. That's the only thing that I could come to grips with. with it. However, I feel like her saying you should have died, blah, 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 blah. Everybody already know Erica has a reckless mouth, so I feel like that wasn't, I mean, people really say crazy things on Love & Hip Hop all the time. It was just her calling her a monkey. Like I said, people say, oh, all bets are off when you talk about my child, blah, 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 and this and that, or when you bring up the subject of someone's child. I feel like if that's the first thing you think of, because I'm telling you, it's so much more things that you can think. Literally, if that's the first thing you think of, you're a colorist, boo. You're a colorist. So, and that's just that. I don't see what, like, I feel like Jess is more so like, why is everybody being so sensitive?
That's her friend, and that's why she's saying this.
My thing is that they're trying to say, if I feel like you look like a monkey, I'm gonna call you a monkey.
Right.
Again, Erica is not black. Spice is black. That's like, I feel like if it was if Erica Dixon called Spice the monkey, nobody would be caring because they're both black. Like, if she would have called her a blue monkey, that would have just been that. But my thing is just, this ain't even your fight, so stay out of it. And you be wanting people to have your back, but
because Erica was real quiet when the internet was dragging.
Right. Always.
Erica sticking up for her.
Hello.
All right.
Like, my thing of it is I be feeling like Jess Hilarious always want to speak on something just for like clickbait. I don't know if that's just her, but I just don't like it. Like, you got all of these people trying to act like Erica Mena ain't said nothing wrong when she called when she called Spice a monkey. Bitch, black people being called monkeys way back in the day, we all know that that's racist, and you trying to take up for her, like, it just makes me not like Jess.
Right, I like her on the Breakfast Club, like, I like her, like, personality, but with this, it was just like, Jess, girl, what? Yeah.
Is she like a permanent host now for the Breakfast Club?
No, but mainly, she's like the main one, yes, but they still do switch it up, but they do have her come back more than, like, anybody else.
But I actually like Jess, but that whole situation is making me not like her.
Right.
Yeah, I wasn't feeling it. I wasn't feeling it because it's just given that I'm sorry. If my friend was to say something like that, I would definitely check her. Mm-hmm. But my friend, and that's just me, because I have Spanish friends, but it's just given that, yeah, it's given you'll let her call you a monkey.
Exactly. Right.
And brush it off. No, ma'am.
Right.
So anyway.
Do better, Jess.
Do better, Jess. Period. Next, I guess we can go get into this whole drama with light-skinned Keisha, quote-unquote light-skinned Keisha, and her baby daddy's baby mama. I swore they were married. Didn't she used to be calling her his
husband? Well, they're engaged, but they're engaged,
no, because I was going to say he got her a ring.
I know they're engaged, but I'm just saying, like, I swear she had been calling him her husband for, like, 5 years.
She did.
I didn't care enough to look into it.
Right.
Girl, stop calling these men y'all husband when they not your
husband. Right.
Anyway. Yeah, right.
So you sign that dotted line, you a boyfriend. But anyway, basically, light-skinned Keisha announced that she's pregnant, like, did a little pregnancy announcement or whatever, and his baby mom was just like, you know, it's messed up that you didn't even tell your daughter, like, she had to find out from the internet like everybody else, and basically you haven't even talked to her in however long, and she, I don't know if she actually used the word deadbeat, I'm gonna have to look back through it, but either way, it's too long, I'm not gonna look back through it, but anyway, she... light-skinned Keisha got offended by it, and they've been kind of going back and forth on the internet. Light-skinned Keisha went live like twice talking about it, and I feel like all her responses, all of her stuff is very much, you're jealous, you're mad, you're a felon. Yeah. It's not, you're not addressing the points. He hasn't talked to his daughter in 6 months. If it's not a dead, is the word deadbeat bothering you? Would you rather say man who's not involved with this child because he'd rather be doing other things? Does that make you feel better? Because nothing that you're going way.
It would be relevant
to try to drag her down. Exactly. It's irrelevant. The point of the matter is he ain't talked to that girl in X amount of months, ain't seen her in even longer, got you pregnant and couldn't even tell her yourself. I would be upset too. Like, my child would be upset as well. Like, it don't make no sense. And you're not addressing the problem. You should have said, you know what? You're right. He should have told her. And this would have been done. But no, it's you're a felon. You can't even take care of her. You're just jealous. You're obsessed with him. Ain't nobody worried about that man. She didn't bring nothing up about the man except the fact that he don't be doing for his baby. Go ahead, y'all. I don't even want to.
I mean, I feel like light-skinned Keisha. Light-skinned Keisha did not. I feel like she didn't have to tell the baby that she was pregnant, you know, yet, because they were trying
she
to.
She didn't. He should have.
Well, I don't feel like he was obligated to tell the baby just yet, because, I mean, they are celebrities, they are in the spotlight, they needed it to be a secret. So, like, let's say they was to tell the baby mama, and she's spiteful, and she's gonna, you know, air them out before they was ready to, you know, announce to the world that they was pregnant, when, you know, they wanted to do it on their own time. Now, I don't agree with him not talking to his baby in, whatever she said, 6 months. But why would you wait till the pregnancy to bring it up? If he been ain't talking to that baby in a month, you should have been checking in like, yo, call your baby. Your baby missed you. Like, why would you wait for 6 months to do it when after they did their pregnancy reveal? I don't agree with it. Max?
Well, you know, I was comment, because you know I'm messy, Max. I was looking in the comments, and they were basically like, you know, if you from the fiance, basically saying like, this is nothing new. She's been speaking on him.
I think you just started with saying that because it was glitching. Was it glitching on your end?
It's recording her all the way. It just glitched for us.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Yeah, my bad.
Repeat yourself again. All right.
Okay. Well, I feel like if you're not from the city, like, if you're not from Atlanta, because in the comments they were basically saying like, this is nothing new of her saying this. Like, she's been calling him a deadbeat. He's been not doing things like that. So it's nothing new for, I guess, people that know him. But I was looking at it the same way, like, why speak up now? However, I was saying she's probably speaking up now because it's like, she probably do feel a type of way. Like, you're not even taking care. You don't even be over here, but you all, oh, so glamorized and also finna be this great dad for them. So it probably did push, you know, some buttons, which I totally understand. what I have went to the internet, no, but that's just me. But you know, we in 2023. However, I feel like Keisha, which real name is Samantha, which I don't get where she got light skin Keisha from. My thing is that, like, it's given Summer Walker, and I don't, first of all, Keisha has always been the type of person for me, like, I didn't really care for her, but when I used to watch, like, her YouTubes with her, B. Simone, Pretty B, like, that, it was given, like, oh, I like Keisha, like, she seemed, like, real cool, like, just real funny and stuff like that. I used to like watching they mukbang, like, I used to like Keisha, but my thing is, I'm just not with this, because literally, you brought up every point that was not mentioned. You're bringing up stuff that's irrelevant. If she's a felon, tell the daddy, tell Coco to go get his baby. How about that? And then my thing is, why would you? Okay, because I'm guessing because I've seen that he wanted the daughter to come stay with him. But my thing is, men are so manipulative. You want the daughter to stay with you knowing, why would a mother just willingly, oh, my child can come stay with you just because y'all got money and this and that and that. They don't work like that. And then they right. be trying to use that as an excuse, like, oh, well, if she can't stay with me full time, she can't come. It don't even make sense.
Who was doing that? Coco was doing that?
That's what they said. They said she wanted
to live talking about it.
Yeah, and so I'm assuming that's why they wasn't really, like, talking. But my thing is, first, if they stay in the same city, I don't understand why it's so hard for you to get your kid on the weekends right. or get your kid during the week, however the case may be. If y'all
is she not little? Ain't she, like, 12?
And why would she have to live with him full time?
Watching her but, yeah, like she that, is. You know what I'm saying?
She, yeah. And my thing is, she should stay in your lane. I'm sorry. Like Alicia said, till you sign that dotted line, that's not even your husband yet. Stay right. in your lane, because you don't be knowing what you obviously don't know what's going on. And Keisha has been with him for a real long time. And I ain't trying to stay on this topic for too long, but I do not like when females do that. Like, Summer has a whole song, Bitter. Like, bitter as far as
mad at me, mad at my nigga.
Look, in the song, it was explaining, like, how she thought the other lady was bitter. The other baby mom was bitter, and whole time, she was telling the truth. So, it's just, like, you don't want to be a Summer Walker now. You don't want to have to eat them words. And when that baby come, and Coco started doing you a certain type of way, you don't want to do that, boo. And then, my thing is, this is the last thing, and I'm done. And then, she, you don't want women to start looking at you sideways.
Right.
Exactly.
You don't want to lose your women audience because everybody already mm-hmm. loves you. You don't want to lose that boost. So keep quiet.
Real quick, back to what you were saying about him not, or them trying to get, quote unquote, wanting full custody, da da da. If you felt like it was, if she's a felon and you feel like it was that big a deal and that you should have the baby, you could have went to the court. They didn't do that. Why? They went to the text messages because they wasn't really trying to get the baby. So exactly. Stop. If it was that bitch much concern and you wanted it that bad, you would have got custody of your kid.
What mom is gonna let give up their right?
I mean,
their
that's what I'm saying. Exactly. So if he felt like, that strongly about it, and Keisha felt that strongly, like they should have her. They would have got a little lawyer. They would have went up in front of that judge and be like, "We need joint. We need something."
Right.
And if it was such a big problem, the courts would have been done with the baby. Exactly. So, I mean, why does the baby have to live with you full time in order for you to see a baby? Y'all
and
should
you're
be
not even really
to
trying to do that
at any given moment.
You just want to say that in text messages to look good. You're not putting that work behind what you're saying. So stop.
That'd be play talk. They try to use that as an excuse every time. Play talk.
Exactly.
You should get it. Samantha, get it.
Get it together.
Everybody get it together, period. Because I'm rooting for all
of y'all. The name of this episode should be Samantha, get it together.
Samantha, get it together.
Period.
Y'all want to talk about Envy and Tyrese?
Okay, I only got one thing to say with Envy. My thing is, Envy is so lame. I'm sorry. He was sticking up for his wife. I totally understand. My thing is, Envy, you ain't gonna bust a grade. Like, maybe he will. It's
Isn't
just
Tyrese
how.
Tall?
Huh?
Isn't Tyrese tall?
Yeah, and my thing is, I just feel like they know what type. First of all, Tyrese is a Cancer. That's all I have to say. So my thing is, Envy, like, he just low key be trying to.
He's 5'11.
Now that's tall.
Yes, tall. He's taller than me.
Taller, but that's not tall.
Yeah, we need like a little 6'2", a little 6'3", you know.
That, there you go. That's what he'd be giving on camera, but apparently that's them sneakers. Go ahead, Max.
It's just with Envy, it's just like he wanted to have like a talk with Gunplay. And I was on his side with the whole Gunplay thing. He wanted to have a talk.
I wasn't on his side for that.
Look, Envy gonna get all the hate. Mm-hmm. I was on his side for that. And he talked to Gunplay like he was, like he had sense. With Tyrese, it was more like he was trying to punk him and like play him.
On
and I wasn't
on for that. The radio, yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't really for that when Tyrese was literally, you could tell Tyrese was such in a calm place. Like he's like,
he picks and chooses when he wants to buck up.
Right. Which people also may say, people want to try to gaslight you. So they could be saying that Tyrese was trying to act like that just so people could be on his side and stuff. However, everybody knows Tyrese was on those meds heavy. Mm-hmm. We all know that can alter your, you know, we all know he was not in the right state of mind with all that stuff.
It makes you meaner.
When he went through all of that to now, we barely hear about Tyrese. I mean, we may hear about his little relationships and he may say shit about that, but nobody cares. But yeah, I just felt like Envy was trying to punk him. I just felt like he was trying to punk him, and I don't like that.
I agree. And also, it just be feeling a little bit performative. Like, it's a,
like, I would have bumped you in your mouth.
The same wife you couldn't make come for 10 years and then cheated on her with Erica? That wife?
My thing of it is with DJ Envy, like you said, he tread light with who he want to tread light with. He know damn well he can't talk to Gunplay like that because Gunplay was already ready to pull up. Right. So you can pull that shit off of motherfucking Tyrese because you know he got shit to lose. Gunplay, bitch, don't, off the meds, bitch. Don't play with him at all. So, yeah.
Yeah.
What we got, Lay? What we got?
Okay. Yeah, let me talk about that. Sorry. No, I'm trying to make sure it's recording. We can mention the fact that people keep leaking Rihanna baby names.
How the fuck? That should be illegal.
You feel like they're like, why is it so easy? Why is it such easy access?
Right.
We did talk like about it before, that you could just you could, like, if you know exactly where they had the baby. But why is this like at this point are they really leaking it?
Because it feels really like a HIPAA violation. I feel like they're just, her team is leaking the name.
Mm-hmm. It has to be. Rihanna does not know, like, because at this point she has to know.
No, that's what I'm saying. It has to be like planned because There's no way, like, that has to be a HIPAA at some point, because it's just like they got a hold of the birth certificate, the blast this time. Last time it was TMZ, and it's just like, what y'all doing? Where y'all?
No, for real. Why does it matter what somebody?
Bitch, why the fuck you ain't had that baby at home? She could have called Erykah Badu to come deliver that baby on the couch. That's what she could have did.
Right.
But the thing is, we still don't know Nicki Minaj's son name. So, really, like at this point,
that's
what
I'm saying. It can't be keep happening. This is not a coincidence. Right.
Yeah.
That baby just got here. How the fuck the information leaked that quick? Literally. But if it's not her team, though, then somebody need to get fired, because ain't no way.
What I'm saying. It hasn't been no news about her trying to get, you know, like lawsuits, anything like that. So that's why I'm like, does she really not know, you know?
Right. But also, like, that ties into Ariana Grande and her music. Like, her whole albums be being leaked before she even released them. I'd be like, how the fuck does that happen? And why is y'all not suing people? Because how was the whole album clean and clear produced leaked?
Which album leaked?
I don't know. I'm just speaking about like the past. I don't know which album.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, her shit be being leaked immediately.
Did we say we was gonna talk about Lotto and Koi and all them? I can't remember what we decided.
Do we have to talk about Scratch Off? I don't want to talk about Karen, but if y'all want to talk about it, we can.
Let's talk about it. You don't want to talk about Karen.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about Karen, but we can talk about her, though.
It wasn't picked, but I know me and Max brought it up, so I couldn't remember. Okay, let's go. We could go past it.
I'm ready. I'm ready for her.
But yeah, so basically she put a line in her song about Benzino, which to me it wasn't as fire of a bar for her to be defending it.
No.
It didn't really make sense. You really gotta think about, like, I guess. Like, it ain't really, she should have said no Benzino.
Right.
I feel like that would have made a little bit more sense. She said, give me that neck like Benzino. But if he doesn't have a neck,
what he gonna give you?
Right. That's what people were saying. Like, it doesn't make sense. She's like, obviously, if I'm saying gimme, that's because they don't got it. So clearly, like Benzino, like,
you know, no.
Like, I no. guess.
So you mean, like, you saying, like, he gave it to you? That's why he don't got it?
Yeah,
then?
That's why he don't got it, because he gave it. Like,
okay, girl.
Nobody.
That
nobody,
it don't make sense.
He flipped with your pin game. Your pin game. Fire, girl. I know that's right. The fuck?
It wasn't. I didn't make no sense to you. I was like, I guess. Give me that know. Neck. No personally, Benzino. That would have made more sense.
With her pitting him in the song, I feel like she was just reaching for something. You know, like how she was trying to reach with the beef with Nicki Minaj, like recording conversations privately and shit like that. Right.
Which,
she
you know, beef with somebody really spoke up about it because it's Nicki Minaj. Let's be real. Nobody really.
Nicki Palmer threw that shade, though.
She did. She did. Nicki. But my thing is that, yeah, nobody really spoke up about that because let's be real. Why was you even recording? Why right. would you even think it would get to that point?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And why was you so hostile?
Exactly.
That's why Nicki hung up their phone. Ooh.
Exactly.
I'll call you back. Yeah. Now. Bye.
It was very much, she just gives calculated. She's a Capricorn, so it kind of makes sense. It just. Yeah. Anyway,
you know the girls love seeing it from this.
That's all it is. And so, of course, Koi said that little thing. And I think she pushed it when she posted the picture or whatever on her Instagram. Like, you're really just trying to stir something up because you knew it was going to make Koi mad.
And if you want to be real, I ain't really care for the remix. The song did good with just him and 21 Savage.
Yeah, they could have left her off.
A girl's version, but
I ain't listened to it.
I only heard on the internet. That's all I heard.
Yeah, so I just heard
the full song. But what was I gonna say about Lotto? I feel like she's been kind of. Well, have y'all really been hearing songs from her?
Has she been doing songs?
She was on that
board. I don't hear her songs.
But this was like, because she's been kind of quiet.
Yeah.
So this was like the first time we hear
remember,
her.
Remember, she was off the internet for a little minute. We was talking about it, remember?
Yeah. I wonder why she said she was losing weight and this and that and that. I wonder if it got anything to do with the wife of her man.
The wife of her man.
Right.
His real lady.
Right.
Because remember, he don't deal with no industry hoes. Y'all remember that, right?
His word.
All right, because we can quote that one. I'll insert a clip, baby.
That's so embarrassing.
It is.
Because
I know for a fact she want to claim him. I know for a fact. And it probably be her that she came.
Which is why I'm like,
I honestly
why
feel
keep
like
doing
that
it?
Remix was needed, though.
What you say, Jane?
I honestly feel like that remix wasn't needed. And if it was, like, Sexy Red did good enough without Scratch Off. Like, she did not have, because it brought the value down. Like, you know how you get a Scratch Off and that bitch just blank? The bitch was just blank. Like, y'all could have put Suki on there. The fuck? She would have made it better.
Nah.
In my opinion.
Yeah. Anyway, shout out to Grandma Karen. Next, I guess we can go ahead and get into... Did y'all want to talk about what was that girl named Hazel E? She got like two things in here.
I'm doing that to the situation. We could talk about her, but we could talk like the situation was nasty.
There's two things in here. First one was a picture. She posted a picture of herself or whatever, and you can see her, or video, whatever it was. You can see like her tampon string, and people were bringing it up, and she was just like, I'm a wooden, what did she say?
I'm a woman.
And we bleed once a month. Fuck, I can't see the rest of it.
I'm a rebel.
Yeah. Which, all right, cool. The real question is why you don't got no draws on.
Exactly.
That's the only
question.
Like, we know you a woman. Why don't you have underwear on?
You could have been on a thong. And then you dropping down that low with no underwear on, like, come on, be a woman, be a real woman. If you was gonna head down and scrub the ground, you could have been on some draws.
Right, anything can happen. What if you would have started leaking?
What if the tampon would have slipped out?
It's not gonna slip out.
Well, I don't wear them. I don't have them. But...
It was just the no draws thing for me. Like,
hey, it's clear that there was no draws.
Wrap it up. We know you a woman. Why didn't you have a draw?
Yeah, so that's that. Either way, all right, girl. But yeah, her baby, ex-husband, baby daddy, ex-husband, whatever he is, made a post and was like, said, I'm gonna post, if you're gonna post my daughter, make sure her hair is done. You always got your synthetic wig on. I don't watch your stuff at all, but from what I know, everything you post, you make sure your hair is done. So have some respect and do my daughter's hair before you post her.
My thing is, as a mother, yes, you should keep you and your child together. But as a father, make sure your daughter's hair is done. How about that?
And also, you know, her hair is done, but you don't watch her. Which one is it? I don't think you can do both. You either know she every time she posts her hair is done, or you're not sure.
Right. So that was irrelevant. I don't have time for these men that want to quote unquote act like they want to be a good dad and just gaslight. I don't have time for it. I don't have time to respond. That was just as quick as he said, make sure my daughter's hair is done, just as quick as I'm going to say, give me the money for it.
Right.
That's it. I'm done talking about
it. I just hate when people be reaching for no reason, because he did not even have to go to social media and say that. You could have
that. You can't text her?
And right. Then he don't even watch her.
Exactly. Like, boy, you reaching. If you mad that she got a new man, just say that.
That's what they saying, though.
So, I think we have time. Last one, I guess we'll go ahead and talk about, is Tink and Young Berg. And I'm good.
Did Kim Michelle call him a woman? A lady? Or something? She says, I could be lying.
I don't know.
Michelle may tell a joke. She'll never tell a lie.
Wait, maybe that was A1. Maybe that was A1. I don't know.
Probably.
She definitely went off on A1.
My bad, Young Bird.
Basically, I guess him and Tink got into it, and she ended up putting hands on him during this altercation. And so she went live talking about it and was basically like, shit got out of hand, but she wanted to basically say something first before he dropped anything, or if he dropped the footage. So
which it gives that he would have done. It definitely gives that he would have did that.
There's some footage. So were they dating or were they not dating?
They were dating. They were
dating. She said she ain't talked to him in months.
Well, months can be two. definitely dating, because around her birth, this was literally a couple of months ago when they was on that yacht for her birthday, and she posted him for like the first time. Because I never wanted to think that they was messing around. I just thought they had good chemistry, made good music together, you know. But whole time it's a London and summer thing going on when she posted him. And then that's when I started realizing, oh, they've been dealing with each other. They've been messing around. But yes, they were definitely much dating. They were dating.
He'd been in that studio making them beats and beating them cheeks, period.
Yeah, and then he responded. He went live. He just kept saying, this ain't the first time. This ain't the first time. He was like, he not going to put out no foot video, but this is not the first time this done happened or some shit like that. I guess they're in Mexico or something. He was like, he didn't even know she was in Cancun, but he don't really know what her issue is. And it was uncalled for. Talk about something. He was just going to get his lawyer involved.
He's a Virgo. That makes sense. That makes sense. And he said she's gonna have to pay. Exactly what do you mean by that, Amber?
Yeah, explain yourself.
What do you mean?
Quickly.
Right. Okay. Pay for what?
Because we know he's very sassy. We know he get very sassy. So I'm surprised he throw a punch at a bag. Right.
Hit maker, yes. This is
I think it's for Tink, though. When I realized that they was like dealing with each other, I saw Tink. Why him? Why?
Somebody said his.
And not surprised. He's a short man. Yeah.
Somebody said that.
And when I was in Miami, he was definitely that was definitely around the time him and Tink. Yeah, he had. Yeah, definitely seen him out in a restaurant. So yeah,
real short.
Know how that works out.
That's why I said it. That's why I'm like, oh, were they together? Like I thought they was, but I don't.
They were definitely together. Mind you, he left his date went to the bathroom and like his entourage just left. And like when she came out, I would have been so pissed. First of all, because don't let me come.
Hey, so they left her.
They all left, so they eventually, it probably was like, I'm gonna use the bathroom before we go or whatever, but no one waited on her, like they just all just walked out. So I was just like, oh damn, they left you.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure they was outside, but they left her inside.
Right, that's fucked up. Don't leave me, bitch.
Right,
we walking out together.
But yeah, either way, I hope things work out for them or whatever.
And I hope that means Tink moving on and keep making good music. Because she said new music. Like this, so hopefully he don't try her on no publishing shit.
Right.
That's probably what he meant when he said you gotta pay. You're gonna have to pay for these beats. You're gonna have to pay for these lyrics. You're gonna have to pay for everything, bitch.
Yeah.
Bitch, I would have waited till that album came
out. I think Tink more so do her writing. Or I'm pretty sure she has a team. But yeah, he definitely gonna make her pay.
But anyway, that's gonna wrap up Hot Topics this week, y'all. We're gonna go ahead and get into these docket questions. So the first one we're gonna do is it a red flag when a woman doesn't have any friends? Go ahead, Max.
I low-key, and call me, I don't know, but I low-key feel like I do kind of look at people that don't have, like, any friends. I look at it kind of like, are you the problem? Like, are you the problem? Because you might just be the problem. If you cannot keep, if you're the type of person where, yeah, no, girls should just fake and phony, this and that, you may be the problem. So if I become your friend, we may not be friends for a long period of time. And I will stand on it. Some people just don't know how to be a good friend, or some people don't know how to have a friend at all because you're just so used to not having them and you like push your friends like out your lives. And I just don't be having time for that. You can only push me out so many times. I'm gonna keep coming back. But after that, it's just good that we're not friends. I just don't have the time or energy. So if you don't have like any friends, I do kind of side eye you just a little bit. Because I feel like I have my core friends, my group of friends, and that's just, you know, that. But yeah, if you don't have no friends, you may be the problem. That's
yeah.
How y'all feel?
You want to go, Lane?
I feel like it definitely can be I think it just depends. Like Max said, I feel like if you're like, oh, like you can't keep a friend, like you don't have none, like you don't have a friend from like a long period of time, I feel like that's odd. Like, I definitely don't have a lot of friends. I don't at all, but I think I have, like, my best friend is my best friend from high school. You know what I'm saying? So I can keep a friend. So it just be, I just be keeping to myself kind of vibes. So if it's like that, then no. But if it's just like you just keep falling out, like you can't hold on to nobody, mm-hmm. you have a friend for a year or two, 3 years, and that's it, y'all fall out, not necessarily right. just kind of fades, mm-hmm. but y'all just have like issues on issues, mm-hmm. yeah, girl, you probably a problem. Like you keep doing stuff.
You should be able like, to have a friend.
That right. one, like, you don't got one, two.
You ain't got crazy. One.
And I have friends that I know, like that I've had since like sixth grade. I have a friend that I knew since kindergarten. We're not as close, but we right. still talk to each other, you know, periodically and stuff like that. So if you ain't got one friend, even like if you only knew them for a year, bitch, if you ain't got no friends, bitch, you the problem.
Right.
Or you just lame.
Right. I will say some people are to themselves. Like, I have a cousin. Like, my cousin really, like, my cousin has friends. Do they talk every day? No. Do my cousin go out every day? No. But she has friends. Mm-hmm. Some people just, you know, do be to themselves.
Yeah. Like, so, me, I don't feel like I talk to my friends every day. At all. Do I talk to you every
yeah,
day?
Yeah, that's normal. Like, no, we don't. But when we talk, we be
on the phone for a motherfucking hour.
I feel like some people just need to understand boundaries right. with friends as well. Just because we don't talk every day doesn't mean that I'm not your friend. Like, it doesn't have to work like that. I have a friend from middle school too, and we talk every now and then and stuff. We may, you know, and it's just like, it's life. We move on. I literally don't even talk to my best friend every day. Literally.
Right. I don't either.
And it's just like, things happen, like it's life. Like we know what's up, you know. So
you got kids, you got boyfriends, you got girlfriends, you got family. There is no way I can be available for you 24/7.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Right.
I probably talked to my best friend like last week, but that don't mean we're not best friends, bitch. Right. You know what I'm saying? We still right. best friends.
You'll maybe hear like a text from me, like I'll, you know, right. hit you with an eye emoji, like you good?
Right.
Yeah, all right. We're going about our day. That's really it. Right.
Bitch, when we going out to eat, when we going out for crab legs, when we having a drink, bitch, even if it's gonna be a month apart, we're still friends. Bitch, ain't shit changed. Right. What's up?
So definitely evaluate if you keep falling out with people, because you're probably the issue.
Right, you're the problem, bitch.
Our next docket question is, are you a good friend? Yeah. Go ahead.
James.
Whoever answer first and answer too fast, bitch, don't be motherfucking praising yourself. You might be a bad friend. I was waiting to see who was going to be like, I am.
Save it for the pie. I said
right. I honestly feel like I am a good friend. I do know I have a lot of, like, character flaws. Like, I suck at texting. I suck at answering the phone, but when I do like see the messages, whether it's like 30 minutes, an hour, or a day later, I will respond and like I will apologize. And I do be feeling bad about it because I'd be like, dang, I'd be acting like I'd be so caught up, which I kind of do with like homework and school and just being in my own like world. So that is a flaw that I have. I suck at responding immediately, but I'm gonna get to you.
Yeah, I will say
I have my moments. I'm a good texter, I believe. Mm-hmm. I'm not a good I'll call you back. I will say I'll call you back, and I may not call
Max
you back.
Max will call you back. Maxwell literally has called. We were on the phone this morning. I'm gonna call you back three times while we're on the phone. And it's like, all right, I'm back this time. I'm like, girl, I got things to do. I will talk to you at the pod.
I know. So,
and it's like, no hard feelings, bitch. We still friends.
Like, I'll talk that to you later. I don't got time.
Other than that, I feel like I'm gonna be, you know, I'm gonna be there for you as much as I can. If I can do it, I'm gonna do it. Like, I really right. do feel like I'm just like kind of like the calm friend. I don't really, you know, when I do have mm-hmm. like I don't really I'm more so.
Let me tell you about you right quick, because you be acting like you don't be wanting to drink and stuff, but you be drinking. Be pissing me the fuck off.
When I tell you, anybody, another friend, she would do that. Yes. So as James was saying, I do be feeling like, okay, so sometimes I'm the type of friend, let's go out for drinks. I'm not a drinker like that. You really do have to catch me at the right time to drink. Mm-hmm. But James, I got you on the drinking tip. Okay.
I guess I catch you at the wrong time all the time.
Yes. But yeah, I feel like I have my little flaws. Sometimes I may be like, I do feel like sometimes I can't get moody. Like one little thing would just like have me like, I don't want to talk. So I do have, you know, my little moments where, you know, I could work on that. But overall, I'm a one of a kind. I'm a Taurus. It speaks for itself. So
you just perfect, but, right?
I'm not perfect. Borderline. But Alicia, what about you?
She loves to say I'm the conceited one. Y'all just don't be hearing her. Anyway, I'm a great friend. I feel like I'm the best. As a Sagittarius, we are very loyal people. So we always gonna have your back. I'm also kind of a hothead and a rider. So I be more mad at situations than y'all be. Max would be like, should I be? I'm like, bitch, yes, say something. I'm like, what the fuck? He's like, what should I say? I'm like, girl. So I'm always there with it. You know what I'm saying? And I definitely, like I said, I'm not a good texter. So you may have to double text my ass because I will read the message. But if I'm on TikTok and it's funny, I'm not going to stop to respond. I'm sorry. So call my phone if it's important. I will pick up. But yeah, I feel like I'm always there for my friends and stuff. I will listen to you go on and on about that nigga, even though I'm over it already. And I've been told you block his ass and start fucking with his homeboy. But whatever. you can still keep telling me about it. And I'm going to be like, damn. You know, I'll pretend. I'll give you a little bit of energy. But I do be over it. For me, obviously, I'm a Sagittarius. So, of course, I'm a good friend. We're loyal as hell. I'm a little bit of a hothead. So, I'm going to always be having your back. Like, yes, you need to say something. I'll be having to get my friend Max together when she be trying to just let stuff slide. Like, you need to say something. So, I'm always have y'all back. You know what I'm saying? And I'll listen to y'all go back and forth with y'all niggas. And we'll just keep going. I'm going to tell you to block him. But I know y'all don't be blocking these niggas. Anyway. I'm a good friend. So we'll go ahead and get into our next subject. Specifically, what we're calling this is what happened to Cardi B. Anyway, Sasha Bongo's review, because we know she came back. So I've said this before.
Did she come back? Shock.
I'm not a big Cardi fan, and never have been. I did rock with her first album, though. Not because it was good, but because she had some breakup songs and I was going through a breakup at the time. So it hit me on the heart. She just came back out with a new song with y'all's fave, Megan Thee Stallion. And
who favorite is that?
Somebody's favorite.
I thought we were talking about us.
And this is Megan's first time coming back since the Tory Lanez situation too. So it was both of their little comeback. We all watched the video and listened to the song so we can give y'all our actual reviews. What did y'all think?
First of all, you forced me to watch that video. So if they start popping up on my YouTube and in my music on Shuffle, we gonna have a problem.
I'll take that. I'll take it.
But you can go first, Max.
Okay. What I thought while I was watching the video, and this was my honest opinion. When I was watching the video, I was literally looking at it like, I will not get this 2 minutes back of my life or however long this video is. And I feel like the video, at this point, I feel like what Cardi's label is trying to do, they're trying to spend like this big budget on the video. So you can focus on the video and not the song, because the song was trash. I'm not a Cardi fan. I will say, if I like, if I like, with Tomorrow with Glorilla. That was probably one of Cardi's best features, and I still don't even think Cardi can rap. However, that was a good feature for her. At this point, I feel like Cardi is turning into a feature girl. I really feel like that. But my thing is, the song, I didn't really get it. The video, like I said, it was for the video, so everybody can watch the video, love the visuals, love Megan and Cardi. What were they talking about in the song? What about the song went with bongos? I'm honestly confused. I just don't know what, like, the chorus, it's like the chorus and the song was like two different, because what do bongos mean? And I'm being so serious.
Honestly, I can't really tell you. All I can say is Cardi barely even had a real verse. Like, she definitely repeated.
Megan carried the song. Let's be honest. Megan
sounded weird on that beat, though, so I wasn't.
And I want to say this. For this to be Cardi, I'm not surprised. We all know she can't rap. For Megan to want this to be her first song to come back to, this is what you wanted to come back to, and you love Cardi so much, she never jumped ships.
Girl, Cardi just saying, beat it up like a bongo, like beat the pussy up like a bongo.
Oh, that's why they was trying to say it's like another
beat it
wall.
Up, bong, 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 beat it up, bong is a part of the song. I would assume that's what they meant.
Okay.
I'm pulling up the lyrics though, so.
I don't know. The video was great. I feel like the quality of the videos, like you said, the budget was really big. But the song is stupid. That's not something that I would personally find myself listening to. I mean, like you said, Tomorrow 2 was great, but I'm really not a Cardi B or Megan Thee Stallion fan. Like, I really don't listen to them like that because their music don't excite me. And it kind of seems like repetitive when it comes to their music. It's like they are, every song they own, they talk about the same thing. Like, expand your horizons. Take us on the story time. Make us feel happy. Make us feel sad. Like, you talking about pussy and beating the cat up and all that, every song you get on is just not interesting to me.
Yeah. At all. The video was directed by the same person who directed WAP and, like, a lot of other videos, that Ukrainian director person. It's got, like, a weird look to it. Like, they're on location, but it looks like they're not on location. Like, it looks like it's a green screen.
It has that
look to it, you know? The director themselves has directed, like, a lot of videos. Like, she directed the Rumors video, and that's why it has that same kind of look. Futuristic look to it.
Right.
Whose cool song is Rumors?
Lizzo. Which Lizzo song? And I will say, Cardi.
Oh,
that was,
yeah.
But
I don't know that song on tour. That's why I was.
That song was only good though, really, because Lizzo make good music. But I feel like Cardi was a good feature for that song. It did kind of it mashed together well. So I'll give her that. But yeah, this bongos. I'm like, really just like, Megan, what are you doing at this point? Why would this be the song that you would want to come out with?
It's like both of them need each other.
And then
Cardi
Megan
needed Megan because Megan can actually rap. Megan, I guess, we needed the platform, maybe. I mean, I don't know.
To be honest, it was given Megan saying, Cardi never jumped ship. Girl, Cardi, let's be real. Cardi used you for this moment, honey.
Right.
Cardi know what you're going through and all of that. Why not make a song? Y'all both haven't been putting out music, so why not come out together? It was definitely given that, and nobody's even talking about the goodness of the song. People were really talking about, what the hell is this?
Like, it's very short.
And then was on that Breakfast Club, and they said this was a good song. I'ma read Charlamagne because I'm so sick of him with this whole Cardi love, Cardi this, Cardi that thing. Like, they be, when I tell you, they be hyping her up from her first album that was 5 years ago. Let it go. Mm-hmm. Let it go. Invasion of Privacy 2 is not happening. It's not happening. Like I said, it was built for Cardi to win at that time. The album was good. I was a fan of Invasion of Privacy. I feel like every song on that album was good. And that's just my honest opinion. However, I don't feel like Cardi can reduplicate that. She can't do it. It's been people almost forget that it's been that long that she has not put out an album. Because I was just telling something about it yesterday, and it was just like, it's been that long? Mm-hmm. Yeah. When was the last time you heard an album from Cardi? Yes, it's
when
been
that
long.
When you look at the lyrics, Megan's verse, boom. Cardi's, boom. And then, like, they have pops together when they go back and forth. But
yeah,
that's it. But Megan actually carried that song. It really is Megan's song. It sounds like what? Like, at least Cardi's flow. Right. Like, she had that exact same thing.
My baby daddy is amigo. Your baby daddy is zero.
That very much is exactly like what? Like, it was the same song.
If it's up, then it's up. Then
there's no other flow.
A lot of them are repetitive.
She doesn't have any other flows, so of course it's gonna sound repetitive because she can't rap. She cannot rap. Period. Point blank.
Point blank.
Eat this, and also I still don't like. She needs to stop saying nigga. I'm sorry. We need to all get on a collective and make her stop saying it. Because I refuse. It's not okay.
That's just like Erica Mena saying nigga.
Exactly.
She cannot
say, nigga. She cannot say it.
Right.
She's part Trinidadian. She's Indo Trini. She's not Black Trini. She's not a Black girl. Right. Her hair is thick because she got some African roots, but it's not close enough for you to be saying the N word, baby. Pull out your ID. Does it say Black? Didn't think so. All right. Yeah, don't like the song. Won't listen to it again. The video was odd. Like, I don't know. I think it's just that director. I don't like their style. It makes me uncomfortable. Something about it makes me feel weird. And there was a lot of product placement in it, too. Did y'all notice that? She had the sweets. She had, like, drinks. She had Casamigos. She had, like, 5 or 6 different things.
Yeah.
So that's probably the reason she was able to get a big budget was because she put so much whatever in it. Because I can't imagine her label backing such an expensive project. When the last one they did, her Hot Shit video, they had a huge budget on it and it flopped. So they ain't getting no money back on that investment.
It's Sweetie. Like, at this point, I feel like they need to treat her like they do Sweetie. I don't think Sweetie gets, like, the big budget, you know, things anymore or whatever, because they're not getting it back. At this point, y'all putting all this money into Cardi because her name is Cardi B. Y'all are not getting that back. Y'all are embarrassing yourselves with this hot... I'm telling you, at this point, it's mainly based on Cardi's videos that is getting her streams up, because it wasn't the song. That song was not it. That song was not it. And it's crazy that she's even dropping this song and her album isn't coming out until next year. Why would you do it? It's giving Normani need a chance before this. What? I don't get it.
It's already got 7.3 million views.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
I'm telling y'all, it's the video. That's why they have
her label be paying for views.
It gotta be. Her label gotta be paying for views, because ain't no way that video got 7.3.
Because it's so short, you only have to watch 2 minutes for it to count as a view, and it literally is just at it's 2 minutes and 58 seconds. So, yeah. Anyway, let's get off that girl. Anyway, not a fan. None of us are a fan. Are you surprised? Okay. Our last topic, we're gonna go ahead and end things off. We want to big up our favorite new rap girls. You want to go ahead and go first, James?
I can go first. My first favorite one right now would probably have to be Lola Brooke. She's really hard. She's so fire. I like the collab that she had with Sierra. All of her new music is great. I know y'all might clown me for saying this one, but Ice Spice is also really great. The Queen of Bop.
Hi.
I fuck with
Ice
Spice.
You already know she was in mine.
Right. So I fuck with Ice Spice, and damn, can I pick like 3 people in like the third one?
It's top 3.
Okay, fine. So I would. So top three, I would probably have to like figure out between like Glorilla, Gloss Up. It's either gonna be one of them, cause they both hard.
I like Gloss.
Gloss is hard. Yeah, I like them both. So I can't pick between them two. They hard. One of them.
For me, as you like, I just said Ice Spice. Obviously, y'all know I love her. And I've talked about it before, so I don't really need to get into it. She has her own style, her own flow, and she really be having bars. I feel like people be too caught up on the beat, but if you listen to that girl, and Barbie, what is it, the Barbie one, she was like, I keep dragging her so she balled a bit, but like over the beat, like she ate it up. So that's gonna be my number one. Number two, I don't know if I talked about it on here a lot, but Sexy Red. I feel like she she can rap. It's not
okay.
Great.
Take Glorilla out of mine and whatchamacallit. Take Glorilla out and gloss up. We gonna fit Sexy Red for the
It's sexy. I feel like she's so genuine. She I literally just watched a video of her like just hanging out with this YouTuber that took her to like a little frat party, like a white boy little frat party. But the fact that she even did that and was vibing and like having them play music and she was performing, it was just like, oh, she's just like a real ass bitch. Like she's just like us. Like that's what it gives.
I listen to Sexy Red more than all of them other people I just named. I'm not even gonna
I fuck with her music. Looking for the hoes in the car.
Yeah. What? Yeah.
I'm looking for the hug. I'm going so crazy. So I have to give it to my girl. Come on. And then my last one I said I was gonna say is Mona Leo.
I
left on a little bit, but her bars are crazy. She really be spitting.
I love Mona Leo, and she's a Taurus.
So that's my third one. Go ahead, Max.
Okay, and that's crazy because I was thinking of Mona Leo, but I'm like, she really has. Okay, so I'm going to have to, and I was going to say Lola Brooke too, even though she been putting out too much now, but you know, she definitely is hard with the lyrics. I definitely like her music. So I'm going to put Lola Brooke on there. I do like Callie. I really fuck with Callie because Callie is like, I don't know, Callie just give me like, she's that boss bitch. She's chocolate. Like, she's going to put on for the chocolate girls and I love that. I really like Mona Leo too, but I'm going to give it to Sexy Red. Like, I just fuck with Sexy Red. Like, she's just real. Like, she's authentic herself.
Right.
And it's just, I love that it's not like a for, like, she's literally ghetto, and that's just how
she's real ghetto, like, not play ghetto, like, sweetie.
East St. Louis. That's how they
Right.
She's not playing, like, Lotto and, like, what's that girl name? What's that, Sweetie? It's very much.
Sweetie ain't ghetto. She's so bougie. I love Sweetie.
But she's pretending to be ghetto.
Sweetie, she pretends
to be ghetto, and I hate it.
Ooh. Like the good.
Well, since
like,
we talk about Sexy Red, right now, what's the difference between Sukiyana and Sexy Red?
Oh my god, it's so crazy that I was literally just talking to my friend about this yesterday, and I'm gonna tell you what I think is the difference because I was we were literally just talking about that. I said, why do you feel like Sexy Red is excelling more than Suki? And Suki has been Suki, they kind of give the same thing, and she was like, I was like, do you feel, because she, I forgot what she said, but I was like, do you feel like it's because Suki give more trashy? Like, it kind of gives more trashy than just, I'm a hood bitch, I'm a rap, and this, that, and that. Because Sexy Red do act hood, but let's be real. Do Sexy Red give us trashy, though? Like, she may dress like a little skankish, you know, sometimes or whatever, have her, like, I mean, I just feel like with Suki, it's kind of, when I said that, I'm more so speaking on like when she goes out with like the see-through like skirts, like when she wears like BT shorts, just something like that. Not more so saying like she dressed like.
But people do be saying she dressed like she stank and stuff. People don't. A lot of people don't like her. A little crop top and some jeans and some Timberlands. Like, what's wrong with
right.
that? That don't mean she dirty. That's what the people in the comments be saying. But me, I don't see no issue with it. Because, bitch, a crop top and some jeans is very comfortable to me.
Right, right. I just feel like with Suki, it's more so her music not reaching us, kind of. Mm-hmm. Like, Suki has her fans, but let's be real. Literally, I only know the Eating a Nigga Ass song and the Grinch song. And I will say the Grinch song.
I love Grinch. That Grinch song is good. I got another song I've ever heard
from her, James.
Suki and Santana. Listen to that.
My recording stopped. Y'all just keep it going, though.
Okay. So, yeah, but with Suki and Sexy, I feel like Suki gives trashy plus can't kind of rap. Like, I feel like
Suki doesn't be taking her music seriously.
It could be that. Like, Suki really started off from Love and Hip Hop. Now we see you as a rapper, but it's like... Like I
y'all
said,
gotta say what I'm saying because I'm not recording.
You're not recording.
I feel like with Suki, she probably doesn't take her music serious.
She said on the Don't Call Me White Girl interview that she feels like she's more of a comedian than a rapper.
So Lay just said that Sukiyana basically feels like she's more of a comedian than a rapper, which kind of makes sense because she is kind of funny, but
she comes from seeing her on TV. So it's kind of different, you know, because Sexy Red then popped up and got a feature from Nicki Minaj. Like, what's the difference? They literally are. What's the difference?
I don't think Suki would get no feature from Nicki.
Oh, I don't.
Right, because she doesn't take her music seriously.
And it's not even that she don't take her music serious. I think people make the wrong moves when they get into the industry.
Yeah.
And this is going to tie back pertaining to like the WAP video, how she was like, oh my God, like acting like a big fan of Cardi and stuff like that. Like, you just acting like a big fan of everybody. So it's giving like, Nicki don't like that weird fan love stuff. Because me, personally, I feel like if I was to ever make it into the industry, like y'all know I'm a bard, bitch. I'm going to be fucking a bard from before I was famous until the end of time. You get what I'm saying? So they always be like, oh my God, I want a feature from Nicki, but if I don't get it, basically feeling like, bitch, y'all acted entitled. You're never going to get a Nicki feature because you're acting entitled. Why the fuck are you voicing your opinions on a Nicki feature on an interview? That's what the girls be doing.
Right.
That's the problem.
And I also feel like Nicki really doesn't refriend people mm-hmm. that like try her. So mm-hmm. I feel like JT is the perfect example. Don't try her. JT is in her good graces now, and I bet you JT won't do nothing to mess that up.
Honestly, I don't even think JT tried Nicki, because back in them videos when they was like asking them questions, JT never said a word. That was Young Miami. Young Miami was, we don't get into that, but we team Cardi over here.
Yeah, Cardi. JT was in jail when she like, said that.
And Charlamagne tried to cover her.
When at the Breakfast Club interview, when she said we're Team Cardi over here,
JT was in jail.
Yeah, JT was in jail.
No, but another one, I will pull it up and show y'all.
Oh, there's another one.
Yeah.
Charlamagne tried to stick up for Krisha, like she didn't even pick a side. She literally said Team Cardi. How is that not picking a side, Charlamagne? That's all I be saying with Charlamagne and his love for Cardi. I don't like it. Like, it just gives me fake. Like, stop trying to.
Girl, it's her. Cardi label. They pay good. Cardi label pay real good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you know what? Like, they tried to what's the word? What Cardi?
They tried to clone Nicki image, bitch. That's what they tried to do.
It's more
they tried to clone my image.
Period.
They burnt their London bridges.
Yeah.
I feel they know the difference.
Period. None of them bitches British. Yeah.
I feel like with Cardi, I feel like they try to what's the word? I really want to say they're very passive with her. It's more so like, come, like, you did it before. Come on, you know you can do it again. It's like they just keep trying to big her up and big her up and big her up and big her up. Because at this point, she don't even believe in herself. That's why she haven't even been dropping music. If you really want to be honest. But yeah, that's the whole...
That's probably her excuse for, I'm going to be working with a lot of small artists now to help them grow. Like, is the money from the label running out to afford the features with the big dogs? Is that what it is? The big dogs on the hot shit?
She did all that. Oh, I'm not going to be doing features just to put out this feature with Megan Thee Stallion. Girl, what? Nobody is not going to be thinking of the album. November 17th, Pink Friday 2.
So, Lay, what we gonna do about you? You gonna come back in?
No, I don't feel like stopping it. Y'all just close it out.
Alicia is having like some technical difficulties. So that was the end of the show because now me and James are like, we're going to keep talking forever and it's going to be too long. Mm-hmm. So we want to thank y'all for joining the show today. This was a fun one. We had a guest, James. Is there anything you want to say, James?
All I can say right now is stream my single All Night, period. It's on all music streaming platforms. My artist name is King Quad. That's K-I-I-N-G-Q-U-A-D. Two I's because I'm extra bitch.
Send it to me. I'll tag it in the thing.
Oh, I know. Right. I love this treatment over here. But that's all we got for y'all today, y'all. Tell them thank y'all for tuning
like,
to the
share.
Video.
Subscribe, like, do all of that. Watch us. Stream us on all the other platforms because you can just listen to us too. But if you want to get a glimpse at our faces, you know, you can always stroll on over to YouTube. This is I Don't Know for Ren. I'm Max, and that's Jane.
And Leia's also in the background. I was waiting on her to say something. I forgot she wasn't recording. But we got Max, we got Leia, and we got me. And thank y'all for watching the video today, the podcast, listening to the podcast. Make sure y'all like, comment, and subscribe for more. Period.
One of y'all is going to have to stop recording because I'm not recording. So.
Okay. How y'all stop recording?
Yeah, how?
It just say hang up.
Yeah, mine say leave me.
I don't have the option to... Okay, I can't end it for all. Hold on.
Okay.
I hope that'll stop it.
Boop. They ever tryna knock up, put my foot up in your cock, call your mama and your papa like I'm finna take your daughter, turn that bitch into a soccer ball and rock a rock a rock a get in.